How's everybody doing? Everybody ready? 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 Is the print media ready? Joel, you ready? Good morning. Today I want to talk to you a little bit about a couple of issues. The first one is crime statistics. Citywide, crime is still down. We're down a total of 7.3% in Part 1 crime. We have had a spike in homicides in the last 2 weeks, and we are now at 10 more homicides than we were this time last year. We're still below the levels we were in 2012, and we hope to gain some of this ground back this year, this month. None of these homicides are part of an ongoing pattern. We're dealing with them in different parts of the city. They have been attached to robberies, they've been attached to murder-suicides, they've been attached to gang violence, and we hope to make an impact on them during the coming month. Property crime is also down citywide about 8% compared to 2013. Our most notable decreases have been in overall gang crime. We're a little over 17% down in gang crime citywide. This is part of an ongoing trend over the past 5 years where we've cut gang crime almost in half, and that's due to the collaboration with the mayor's grid office and some really good work by our gang enforcement teams. Today I want to announce a recognition that has been a long time in coming for our crime lab. As many of you know, we have a co-located crime lab with the Sheriff's Department. Today I'm happy to announce that our LAPD crime lab section has been granted accreditation under the American Society of Crime Laboratory Directors. This is a very difficult process that requires the meeting of over 800 different and disparate standards and a total inspection by state level folks. There are only four labs in the state of California that have achieved this accreditation status. We're extremely proud of the work that our lab does every day, and I'm very proud of the employees that work there. My commanding officer for Scientific Investigation Division, Yvette Burney, is here, and can answer any questions about that as the press conference concludes. There have been considerable interest in the department's acquisition of unmanned aerial system. As you all know, we've gotten two of these for no cost from Seattle PD. What I want to tell the public is that the Los Angeles Police Department will never, ever give up public confidence for a piece of police equipment. We're going to thoroughly vet the public's opinions on the use of aerial surveillance platforms by the Los Angeles Police Department before they are ever deployed. We deal in public confidence here. That's what makes us a great police department. And if we don't have the public's confidence in our use of these systems, they won't be used. On the other side of the coin, though, this has the potential to be a valuable tool, particularly in tactical situations. So we don't want to let that go unexamined. And we will examine that, but we'll do it very publicly. We're already putting together a team of privacy advocates headed by the ACLU to work with us in crafting whatever policies we might use if we deploy these systems. Safe summer tip-off. Every year, for the past 5 years, we have opened the parks late at night in the city of Los Angeles. This year will be no different. And to start that summer of safety, when we try to get our young people involved in positive activities and bring our community together to develop their faith in public safety and their faith in their ability to protect public safety, we're having a basketball game. The fire department has their number one team, plays the police department's number one team, and we do it at Galen Center at SC. We will have thousands of young people invited to this event. There will be a safety fair there. There will be information platforms available for young people to look at either potential activities during the summer or potential vocations for them to become involved in. It's a great game. It's hosted by Arsenio Hall, I encourage the public to come. It's free. If you bring your kids, they'll be fed and they'll be entertained. It's an absolute premier event that occurs in the city of Los Angeles. I hesitate to mention the fact that the Los Angeles Police Department is undefeated in this contest, but I'm sure the fire department will make a valiant effort, as they always do. We also will have Anna Christine, a national anthem singer from America's Got Talent, the USC Dance Force, and 323 Area Kids Group Dance Force. LA Kings playoff. As you're all well aware, the Kings are in the Stanley Cup. Go Kings. And the LAPD will be policing the games that occur at home, and also the watch parties that will occur in the Staples area for the away games. We encourage fans to have a great time, to enjoy this contest, to be proud of their team, but to do so in a lawful manner. This is our second Stanley Cup in the last few years. In the last event, the fans were extremely well-behaved. We had a great celebration, a great final game, and things went without a hitch. We expect the same thing to happen this time, but as you all know, I'm in the hope for the best, but prepare for the worst business, so the Los Angeles Police Department will be ready and will encourage people to behave properly through rigorous enforcement. We're very proud of the city, very proud of the Kings, and we look forward to a great Stanley Cup. On that same subject, many of you may remember my predecessor, Bill Bratton. He went to a city called New York that's on the East Coast that has the Rangers as their hockey team. He and I have a bet, as Mayor de Blasio and Mayor Garcetti do. Ours is a little different, though. He and I believe in a pastrami face-off. We are going to have a contest between Langer's Deli's pastrami and Katz's Deli's pastrami, and see, may the winner take all. If the Kings win, then Bill will host me at Katz's Deli, and in that rare possibility, extremely remote occurrence that the Rangers win, then I'll buy him a sandwich at Langer's Deli. Bill and I are great friends. This is the first time that New York and L.A. have met in a major sporting competition in many, many years. We look forward to being victorious, and I look forward to enjoying a pastrami sandwich courtesy of Bill Bratton's funds. With that, I'll take any questions that you have. I'm sorry, Claude. As of the end of last month, it was 112. I think right now we're at 115. Last year, it's 10 more. You know, Jim McDonald is a great personal friend of mine. He will make a great sheriff, and whether that happens sooner or later, the end result will be the same. You know, I have been in discussion with Senator Feinstein's staff on this legislation. I told her that we support anything that will, in a positive way, impact the ability of those with mental illness from coming into possession of firearms. In my opinion, in these circumstances, better safe than sorry. You can always return the property to an individual once they've proven their ability to properly handle them. These tragedies are far too common for us to take chances. We are gambling on our children's safety here, and we shouldn't do that. Anything else? Jackie and I have had long conversations about this. We absolutely support her. We The Los Angeles Police Department has nationally recognized programs of collaboration with mental health professionals, with our SMART teams and some other applications. You know, we are a demonstration site for law enforcement's work with mental health professionals, and we'll continue to be that. You know, this is an issue that will not be solved by jails. It's an issue that requires intelligent application of medical treatment and a collaboration between law enforcement and mental health folks. So, you know, I fully support Jackie in this effort. We're working with her. You know, the tragedy of this is that no matter what our intention in once somebody gets into the jail system of getting them treatment, you know, the treatment is mitigated in a negative way by the overall population of the jail. So it's a much better system if the person is able to be helped by that kind of procedure. So we look forward to it. You know, Jackie's a great leader in law enforcement. She's tackling the exact right things for a DA to deal with. Well, you know, we can always do better. We're state of the art as far as law enforcement goes. You know, our threat management unit is the best in the business, and we deal with them all the time. You know, the problem with this is that, you know, the individual's rights oftentimes trump investigative strategy, you know, and it's very difficult to be everywhere all the time for everyone. So I think that the way that the legislation is going to get families involved, to get families to contact mental health professionals and the police when they see signs of danger coming from somebody that has mental instability in their family. You know, 10,000 cops cannot monitor 4 million people the way that family and friends can. And the way to do this is by making it everybody's responsibility. You know, the warning signs can be seen by everyone, not just cops. You know, by the time it gets into the hands of the folks that work for me, it's usually far too late. You know, we need early warning systems. We need some ability for police officers to continue to work with mental health professionals and to work with the families to find some treatment early on. That's the solution to this. You know, we oftentimes try to put too much of this on the police. By the time it gets to us, it's too late. We need early warning systems and some ability to deal with it rather than lock folks up. You know, the thing that we're most interested in is their ability to be used in a tactical event. You know, all of you have watched SWAT standoffs. All of you have watched perimeters with suspects hiding in residential areas. You know, we're interested in those applications. Now, those applications have been done successfully by the Los Angeles Police Department for the last 150 years without unmanned aerial systems. You know, and if the application of an unmanned aerial system is going to erode the public confidence, then we're not going to use it. But we would be foolish not to look at these systems and to see if, in fact, they can make a positive impact on public safety without eroding public trust. And that's a very important thing. I will not sacrifice public trust for a piece of police equipment. Well, Seattle's police department. What's that? You know, Seattle's police department is going through some very stressful times right now, and you'd have to ask them why they were unwilling to go through the vetting process. You know, and it really isn't so much about these two items. You know, whether these two unmanned aerial aircraft are of any value in and of themselves is kind of a moot point. This is a discussion that the city of LA needs to have. You know, these are systems that are in the hands of private citizens, in the hands of sporting teams. I mean, these are systems that are everywhere. And we need to have a discussion as a community about what we want the standards for their use to be, particularly with law enforcement. You know, this is, you know, when retailers start talking about using them to deliver packages, we would be silly not to at least have the discussion about whether we want to use them in law enforcement. Well, we know they have. This is a discussion that has been ongoing for several years. I know that the ACLU is concerned. We have worked with them in developing our policies for in-car video, in developing policies for the use of a lot of various technology in the Los Angeles Police Department, and we'll work with them on this. You know, they are strong advocates for the rights of individuals, and I appreciate their position, and I want to make sure that their position is factored into whatever policies we develop for the use of these systems. I can't hear you. Somebody's driving by with their siren on. You have to wait a minute. It's a fire department. It's a fire department. So they, at least in my lifetime, they will never replace helicopters. You know, a helicopter is not only an observational platform, but it's also a command and control system. Anybody that has seen the Los Angeles Police Department ground forces work under the direction of a helicopter recognize that the platform is of little consequence. It's the two Los Angeles police officers in that helicopter that have immense experience at ground tactics, great investigative skill, and can direct the activities of ground forces. You know, and that's something that no toy helicopter will ever do. You know, we're going to go through the vetting process. I'm in absolutely no hurry whatsoever to deploy these instruments, and we will go through the vetting process before we begin going any further down. Any other questions? All right, go Kings. You know, I look forward to enjoying the fruits of their labor at Katz's Deli.